श्रीमद् भगवद् गीता चैप्टर 7 वर्स 20 लिंक इन द वर्सेस 16-19 लॉर्ड कृष्णा डिस्क्राइब्ड फोर टाइप्स ऑफ डिवोटीज हु सीक रेफ्यूज इन हिम इन द थ्री वर्सेस दैट फॉलो द लॉर्ड डिस्क्राइब्स दोज पर्सन्स हु सीक रेफ्यूज इन द गॉड्स कामे स्थिर स्थिरत ज्ञाना प्रपद्यन्ते न्य देवता तं तं नियममास्थाय प्रकृत्या नियता स्वया दोज हुज डिस्क्रिमिनेशन ज्ञाना has been subverted by various desires, influenced by their own nature, worship other gods, and follow precepts relating to them. Comment. Kamer sthir sthir rita jnana. Their discrimination has been led astray by desires of this world as well as the next one. It means that instead of applying their discrimination for God realization, they remain engaged in satisfying their desires. They have desire for worldly pleasure and prosperity, and hereafter they want to enjoy heavenly pleasure. They have desire for prosperity, greatness, and pleasure arising from pride. Similarly, they have a twofold desire in performing virtuous deeds, to be considered pious in this world and to enjoy pleasure in the next world. Thus, discrimination is led astray by desires, and so they cannot distinguish the real from the unreal, the eternal from the transient, and emancipation from bondage. Prakritya niyata svaya. They are constrained by their own nature because their discrimination is led astray by desires. Though a man cannot give up his nature, yet he can purify it by removing evil. He is quite free to make his nature pure and stainless. But so long as he aims at fulfilling his desires, he cannot purify his nature, and to him, it appears that his nature is powerful while he is weak. When a striver fixes his aim to be free from desires, he can purify and improve his nature and is not constrained by it. Tam tam niyama mastaya. A man constrained by his own nature undertakes several vows and follows several methods such as oblation, penance, charity, incantations, etc., to satisfy his desire. Prapadyante nyadevata. Undertaking several vows and following several methods to satisfy desire, they, instead of taking refuge in God, take refuge in the demigods. They, instead of accepting the gods as divine manifestations, accept them as separate entities. So the fruit reaped by them is perishable. Gita 7:23. If they accept the gods as divine manifestation, they will gain immortal fruit. They take refuge in the gods because of desire and because of constraint of their nature. Appendix. The desire that the Lord's devotees who are seekers of wealth and also the afflicted have are also possessed by the persons mentioned in this verse. But the difference between the two is that the seekers of wealth and the afflicted devotees have not predominance of desire, but there is predominance of God in them. Therefore, they are not Rita jnana, discrimination has been led astray. But the persons described here have the predominance of desires, So they are Ritajnana. The seekers of wealth and the afflicted devotees take refuge in only God. But these persons, leaving God aside, take refuge in other deities. Desires, deities, men and precepts, all these are various. If in spite of having several desires, only God is to be worshipped, then he will lead the devotee to salvation. If in spite of having several desires, only God is to be worshipped, then he will lead the devotee to salvation. But if desires are numerous and the deities worshipped are also numerous, then who will lead such a person to salvation? There is no other entity besides God. This knowledge is veiled because of the desire for pleasure. The desire has been caused neither by Prakriti nor by God, but it has been caused by a man himself. Therefore, it is his responsibility to wipe it out. The Lord, by the term Ritajnana, means to say that the discrimination has not been destroyed, but because of desire, it has been carried away. The same fact has been mentioned in the Gita by the expression Mayaya Pratajnana in Gita 7:15. Ajnanenavritam Jnanam in Gita chapter 5 verse 15, etc. In the 15th verse of this chapter, in the expression Mayaya Pratajnana, there is predominance of the mode of ignorance, while the mode of passion is secondary. But in the expression Kame Stheriste Ritajnana, used here, there is predominance of the mode of passion, and the mode of ignorance is secondary. In the expression Maya Paritajnana, there is predominance of the desire for wealth, and in Kame Stheriste Ritajnana, there is predominance of the desire for pleasure. The difference between the two is that the men deluded, deprived of discrimination by Maya, don't worship gods, but the men whose discrimination has been led astray by desires can worship gods. The reason is there is no distaste for wealth, jimi prati labha lobh adhikai, but there is certainly distaste for pleasure. In Mayaya Pahrita Jnana, a man depends on demoniac traits such as falsehood, fraud and dishonesty, etc. But in Kamer Stheriste Ritajnana, there is dependence on God. Therefore, in Maya Pa Ritajnana, there is special inertness, insentience. But in Kame Stheriste Ritajnana, there is comparatively more consciousness, sentience. End of chapter 7, verse 21. For more audio, please visit www.swamiramsukhdasji.net.